2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Just to have a little fun, welcome back to the second hour of the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, this show is about you. If you've had enough, we're right alongside of you, knocking down what needs to be knocked down. I'm nodding at Jake
injustice
over here. And we're laying down the foundations for you so you know who you are. Let me have a little fun with you really quick, and then I'm going to get back to my topic. A United States Marine was taking some college courses between assignments. He had completed several missions in Iraq and in Afghanistan. One of the courses had a professor who was an avowed atheist and a member of the ACLU.
Sure.
And one day the professor shocked the class when he came in. He looked to the ceiling and flatly stated, "God, if you're real, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I'll give you exactly 15 minutes. The lecture room fell silent. You could hear a pin drop. 10 minutes went by and the professor proclaimed, "Here I am, God, I'm still waiting." I got down to the last couple of minutes when the Marine got out of his chair, walked up to the professor, and cold cocked him right in the head. Knocking him off the platform, the professor was out cold. The Marine went back to his seat and sat there silently. The other students were shocked and stunned and sat there looking on again in silence. The professor eventually came to, noticeably shaken, looked at the Marine and asked, "What in the world is the matter with you? Why did you do that?" The Marine calmly replied, "Because God was too busy today protecting American soldiers who are protecting your right to say stupid and idiotic things, so he sent me." The classroom erupted in cheers, folks. So there you have it. How true it is. Folks, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole.
That's right.
Forget that not. Forget that not. Forget that not.
You know, the only people that notice that, too, are the ones that are fighting. The ones that aren't fighting are the ones sitting here debating that he doesn't exist.
Oh, debate him away.
Yeah.
Yeah, no sense in fighting for that.
Blood on the posts.
We got Danny from one of the street teams. We just talked about him. So, Danny, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir. Brother from another mother, standing out in the, 35-degree weather today here in the state of Minnesota. How's it going there, dog?
It's going beautiful. I'm enjoying this warm front.
Okay, now, Danny, you're out on the streets.
Yep.
Raising finances, selling my war, selling goods for gifts and offerings. Talking about the patriotic message, the constitutional message. You're handing out tracts to everybody, 2,200 people a week. And this is the excuses that you wrote out for me to tell the American people. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Number one, I already did that last year when asking for financial support to remain doing what we're doing in possessing of the land to take it back, America. The second one was, I only have my card on me. The third one, I actually live right down the road, so I'll get money and come right back. Danny, you say they never come back. Number four, you said, I need a fundraiser, they say, when asking for financial help. Another one says, I'll go donate online, which
never
for the
happens.
Most part, they never do. Some people ask, are you a Christian group? And then they say, no thanks. And for the most part, it's the lack of Christianity. That's the reason people don't support.
That's deterring them.
That's right. So, folks, keep that in mind. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did, so that's not an excuse. Number seven, on the way out, they never come back. Number eight, my daughter's husband does that. Wow. Some people say it's too cold as the teens are out there for 8 to 10 hours a day. Or some people say it's too hot. Some liberal wacks oftentimes say, I heard about you. Number 12, nope, I've been unemployed for years. 13, I don't have any kids. Well, who's going to be your rulers next generation? Number 14, not today, maybe tomorrow. Procrastination, folks, is the biggest robber of blessings. Forget that not. I'm on vacation, so therefore I can't support you. Let me tell you something, brother. You wouldn't be on vacation if it wasn't for guys like us fighting for your liberties so you could be there enjoying yourself. Number 16, I give to my church. 17, I have my dog in the car. I can't give. I'm in a hurry, so therefore I can't support you, brother. I know it's 20 below zero. 19, I've got a keychain already. Folks, we haven't had those for 6 years. I'm reading out the excuses people give not to support. Number 20, oh, my son, daughter, husband, wife, brother, sister, cousin, already got you guys. Thank you. We appreciate you. Number 21, we'll be back. They never come back. Number 22, I will give your website to our youth pastor. Please don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Please don't, America. Yeah, please don't.
No.
If you want to know what the problem is, for the most part, it's right there. You know, we did a commercial, as a matter of fact, back 8-10 years ago on Fox. We did it around The Simpsons. We played a 30-second or a minute commercial. Okay. We played the commercial, folks, and it went, and we got 185 hits every 15 seconds that commercial was being played. During The Simpsons, you know the great underachiever? You know who replied to us, folks? The youth pastors.
The great underachievers.
The great underachievers, exactly. I go on. Number 23, my hands are full. Danny, do you ever offer help?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were a gentleman out there. 24, right after I put this in the truck, and all of a sudden you see him spin away. Number 25, I only brought cigarette and lottery money. What a smack in the face to our posterity. 26, you'll have to talk to my wife. Oh, that's wonderful.
And the wife says,
at least we know who wears the pants there, brah.
And the wife says, you'll have to talk to my husband.
27, I'm broke. And then he exits with two cases of beer. That's about it. You always have money for what you need.
You got it.
I thought freedom was given to each and every one of us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. I guess that just applies to us, those that fight.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotcha. Those people that talk.
Number 28, I'm not a Christian. That's the reason we're there. 29, I'm too busy. Well, a good thing, America, that we're not too busy, yeah? Mm-hmm. Folks, we do need the support, and we got Danny on the phone right now. Danny, can you tell us some of the things that take place out on the streets on a daily basis?
Yeah, I can, actually. I was just recently in Litchfield, Minnesota, and just for an example, I was sitting at my table, and this guy came up in the parking lot. He yelled, and he pointed at me. He was probably about 30 feet away, and he started running over to me. I didn't know what he was yelling about, but he came running over to me, gave me a hug. He grabbed a book off the table and looked at me and said, this book right here changed my life. He goes, I've read it over and over and over again.
Did he start to dance in a circle and say, I'm in love and I don't care who knows about it?
No, he didn't.
Okay, I just had to clarify. All right.
It was pretty good. For another example, just a little while ago, actually probably a few months ago, a guy came up to me. I was in Minneapolis, actually, at a gas station. He just broke down and he started crying.
Yeah.
And he was sobbing, and I didn't know what to take of it. But he eventually started saying to me, his daughter just recently got saved under the ministry's message. He believed that she got saved before she died in a car accident.
Oh, that's right. We heard about that. That's right.
Yep.
And we'll exemplify that on another show. Danny, thank you for calls. Thank you for the excuse list. Folks, if you'd like to support, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments by those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. That's great.
Yeah. And they are violent because that's what they'll ultimately want to use their power for. Folks, we are a nonprofit organization. This is a 501c3. So what we do is we welcome any type of donations. It's listener-driven. If you like the show, the content gets on the air, it costs dollars. And dollars represents folks' efforts, and we understand that. What you work for, we take near and dear. We do the same thing here in this ministry. We know you need to be good stewards of your finances. But if you do truly appreciate this message, please sow into it. Because what it's doing is it's making people, like how Danny just shared on the street teams, it's allowing folks out there to have life-changing things happen in their lives. And we're not claiming
literally.
To be... That is literally.
Yeah.
And I don't want to over-exaggerate these type of things, but from people that are contemplating suicide, from people that I just talked to a woman today who's up north, and I was sharing with her some good news. We had the opportunity to go kind of in the enemy's camp, kind of undercover here recently, and they're not talking victory. They're actually talking defeat and how terrified they are of those that are doers of the word. They constantly rip on Tea Partiers. They constantly rip on true Christians. What you're seeing here is that they're terrified of this message getting out. Not just our message, but the message of liberty as a whole. And we're proud to be a part of that, but we need your partnership. We need folks that can sow into it. Because let's face it, everybody's going to spend their money somewhere. Let's put it towards a cause that's worthwhile. I know that I personally have dedicated my life to this cause and to this mission. Bradley did first. He was the one who started this organization as the overseer. Put aside what he was looking for, his ambitions in life, so that he could carry this torch. We're doing the same thing. We don't need your sympathy. We do need your support, though. And if you folks can give a call, 1-866-233-0747. There's a variety of ways you can support. We're willing to accommodate in all forms. We want you to come to our events. But please do take heed that this doesn't happen for free. It comes through the efforts and the labors of a dedicated body right now. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And I think really what you need to exemplify, Jake, if we're not bearing fruit, folks, then don't support.
That's right.
But if we are, that's a wise choice.
Yep. And sometimes,
and that's a wise field to sow your seed into.
You got it. And sometimes it really folks say, well, I didn't even realize you guys were a nonprofit. So we're letting you know right now. We are, and we definitely do take donations. And if you're going to give them, please sow into this field because it's bringing forth fruit.
Back to the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America in Congress, July 4th, 1776. These are the violations of the great despot, King George the Tyrant. I go on. He has made judges dependent upon on his will alone for the tenor of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. Does Czar strike a chord, America? He has created a multitude of new offices. Czars, America? And sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Bureaucracy.
16,000 new employees at the IRS to make sure.
Ooh. Good old bureaucrats.
You know, isn't it interesting in Scripture, the more Pharaoh oppressed and afflicted, the more the children of Israel multiplied?
That's right.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures.
That's dangerous. When you got a bayonet pointed at you telling you what you're going to do, not instructing you on your liberties and securing them.
He has affected to render the military independent of superior to the civil power. That's dangerous, folks. That's why you have state militia. And by the way, America, when you hear that weird militia word, just keep in mind every American citizen is the militia. Don't get media-minded. Don't let the state-run media try to scare the word militia away from you. You are the militia. Look up federal code, folks. I go on. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. Oh, my gosh. Let me say that again. He has combined with others to subject us unto a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. Can you say the UN? Can you say homosexuality? Can you say revised history for the eradication of your Constitution as you know it? I go on, and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended, listen, America, of pretended legislation.
Only if you fall for it.
Are you listening to me, America? Obamacare, the acts of pretended legislation. It is unconstitutional. It is illegal. It is unlawful. When you get that in your head and it drops into your heart, and you cause these individuals to understand that you are not falling to their ungodly rule, then and only then will it be repealed. Null and void. Null and void. Just like the judge out of Florida, America. Null and void. It is not law. Looks like law. Smells like law. Has the color of law. But it is not the law. Just thought I'd share that. Folks, this is water speaking. Oh, yeah? Huh? The tyrant George tried to usurp the rights of the colonialists for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, against us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. I got article after article after article of how the government is not enforcing the laws of the land against criminals in your country, yet they're releasing them on the American people. How do you expect this to come, America? What, the president to go say, I'm going to let all the prisoners out on you? No, they're not serving their terms. They're not magnifying judgment to put the fear of God before the criminals so they don't commit the crimes.
Hence your right
to be secure. You just leave it off. Amen? For cutting off trade with all parts of the world. Oh, by the way, we aren't to have no alliance with foreign countries, folks. Does that sound familiar? I mean, you got this wannabe in office right now that's trying to tell Egypt what they're supposed to do. He's trying to maintain other countries when he can't even maintain his own. He can't even maintain his own company because he's never had one. And yet America, you succumb to the fact that he knows how to bear rule? The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. For imposing taxes on us with our consent, this was King George upon our forefathers. For depriving us in many cases of the benefit of trial by jury, Oh my gosh, folks, if you knew your power as a jurist in this country, you have more power than the judge does for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. I'm telling you what, they're working on that right now through something called hate crimes, which is so unlawful. They're trying to bring it to thought crimes against you, America. You better get a hold of your Constitution. For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries like it's going on right now under your noses, America, so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies. When government grows, there goes your freedom. There goes your liberties. It's not one nation under God, as Reagan said. It's one nation gone under for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. Hello? For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. Does that sound like an activist judge, America? Invoke the word impeachment. Invoke the word impeachment. People are beginning to do this across the United States. They're beginning to invoke judges that legislate from the bench. Amen. That's not their job. Activist judges, it's not their job. Folks, mean what you say. Our forefathers warned us of King George the tyrant. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. Yes, against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. I got one more page to go after this break of the violations of a tyrant. But America, if I was to go back and itemize, go line upon line, precept upon precept, which one of these usurpations has not been committed against you already? King George, the tyrant, looks like a little baby with a wet, poopy diaper on compared to this administration and his corruption. We had a conservative say, you know, what he does in private America, is this who he really is, or what should we expect? Well, if I go to an apple orchard, do I expect to find orange trees there? No. What he does in private is who he really is.
This is his character.
And folks, let me say this too. I'm not demonizing Obama. He is. He's doing it to himself. Because the guy doesn't know how to tell the truth. I, as a preacher of righteousness, is bringing forth the law to give you a distinction between right and wrong in the sight of not only man, but before God. All things will come to the light. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, coming back with the unanimous declaration of these 13 United States of America, July 4th, 1776, in Congress.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, the guy that we call the other guy. By the way, we have tons of new listeners from coast to coast. In saying that, we want to tell you thank you. We want to thank you for listening to us. Folks, if you'd like more information on who we are, again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, and it's L-E-E-D-E-A-N, Bradley Dean. If my wife was in here, she'd say it better than I could. I'm prettier than this man.
Very much.
All right. And then if you'd like to also know who we are on the radio, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's many out there, but there's only one of us. It's Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the sonsoflibertyradio.com. One more time, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Right before the break, we were talking about usurpations by King George over our forefathers when establishing the Declaration of Independence. Folks, now you can understand why these criminals in governments, the present-day criminals, why they don't invoke our founding documents. It exposes them, folks. That's why they never talk about our founding documents. If they do, what do? They do it in part, like selective reporting. The state-run media does it all the time to build their case in a story.
It's on our side.
Yeah, and folks, we should be incrementally taking the ground, not giving it up. Don't forget that. If we're thankful, we'll fight for it. I'm going to go back to the usurpations of King George the tyrant over our forefathers. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death. He actually used other countries to destroy his own. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. If they did it back then, history has a way of repeating itself. Don't think it's so far out there that it won't happen again. I mean, you might want to look at September 11th. It's interesting. Our forefathers warned us that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It'll come through oppressive measures. And if I can tell you this, America, it's also a part of Leviticus 26. If you want to know what's going on in your country, God already told you what's going to happen to a nation that forgets him. The first thing he does, he says, if you will not listen to my commandments and hearken unto them, I will appoint terror over you. That is the first part of a curse. So for you heathen that just have a problem with deciding if God is right, let me tell you something, brother. You don't have a free will. You have a choice, and it's called either life or death. There is no in-between. Don't deceive yourself and play the fool. Don't trust in your own heart. The Word of God declares unto us again, a fool trusts in his own heart. And don't be like those fools that call themselves atheists, which, by the way, were not around during the foundations of our country, that say there just is no God. Well, let me ask you something. Then where'd you come from, brah? Use some common sense. You have a mom and dad. Where'd your mom and dad come from? Huh?
Monkeys?
That was illegal all the way up until 1968 in this country to teach evolution.
Yeah, because they knew what would be the product of teaching evolution. Lawlessness.
I go on. King George abuses towards our forefathers. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioner of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrection among us. He created domestic insurrection among us. Are you seeing this, America? Yes, you are. Let me go back to my new listeners so you can get this point. Martin Luther King was terrorized by none other than J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI. I didn't know that that was their job, to terrorize their own citizens.
I didn't know that their authority was in the Constitution either.
They used to send in provocateurs during the marches back in the 60s, folks. Don't think it's not happening in the Tea Partiers today. And, folks, we need to find them out and bring them to justice. Don't just talk about them and leave it undone. Deal with them. He has excited domestic insurrection among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In other words, that tyrant said, I'm going to have power at any degree, in any sense that I have to bring it. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions who have been answered only by repeated injury. They can say that they're listening to you, but is the agenda going on, America? Yes, it is. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Listen, a king that's not ruled by God is no king at all, because he's not ruled by a law as unto himself. Our forefathers go on, nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of their attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. They don't have the power to do it, but they keep trying to do it. We have reminded them of their circumstances, of our immigration and settled here, and our settlements here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice. We must, therefore, in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We, therefore, your forefathers said, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world. God's not in your founding document.
They were Christians, man.
Let me ask you something, America. Is it wrong to steal? Who told you that? Is it wrong to kill, America? Who told you that? Is it wrong to lie, America? Who told you that? Is it wrong and illegal to dishonor your parents? Yes, it is. Who told you that? Is it wrong to cut it eminent domain to steal from somebody because they got something that you want? Yes, it is. Who told you that? Is it illegal to commit adultery? Yes, it is. Who told you that? Go to Exodus 20, folks. It's all in the Ten Commandments. Those laws are there to preserve and to protect life, not to take it away. Appealing to the supreme judge of the world. Hey, folks, for those that are listening to me today, my new listeners, those that are tired of the hopelessness, everything's going wrong and there is no hope. Let me tell you something, folks. That is unscriptural garbage. I can't get out of bed had I not known that there was hope. God always sent prophets and apostles and teachers and evangelists and pastors in time of oppression, in hopelessness, to offer hope. To you new listeners, what were the flags at the foundation of our country during the Revolutionary War? No king but King Jesus. Appeal to heaven. My hope is in him who was crucified and died and rose again after 3 days. That's where my hope is, in him. And he is alive forevermore. And our founding forefathers knew that. And by the authority of the good people of these colonies, authority is always found in the resurrection, folks, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states that are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may have a right to do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection, here we are again, of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. And by the way, this was established in war, this was established in hopelessness, and this was established in dire times when God raised up this country that we now enjoy today through less than 3% of America, and might I exact it, by 55 signers that pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And I want to tell you what, that God did it for them, he'll do it for us. God did it for them, he will do it for us. Because our forefathers prayed for their posterity, we happen to be their posterity. God is faithful to 1,000 generations, folks. He is who he says he is. If he wasn't, I wouldn't get out of bed. I would be like everybody else just talking about the problem and not giving the answers. We are on this show to give you the answers because Christ is alive forevermore. I can't say it any better than that.
And they left us a substantial liberty that has been given to us. In order for us to perpetuate it, we have to believe as they believed. And we have to have the firm reliance upon divine providence as they have it. If we want victory, which is what we're all going for, and we are promised victory, folks, we are promised victory. Patriots, we are promised victory. Christians, we are promised victory if we stand firm and have a reliance upon that man that gave our founders victory. You're still living in it. Everything good that we have came as a result of obedience to God and God's ultimate sacrifice and grace, which he's shed upon us. We sing it at all the ball games. We know where it came from. We know our source. And as we walk in that, we have that complete victory. We have that complete peace. And we will be ensured, posterity, that we will remain in the liberty that we have right now in this nation that was given to us by sacrifice and by blood.
And by the way, the prayer that they prayed during the inauguration of our country, the Congress, the Constitution, the Declaration, our founding documents, was Psalm 35. So when you get some time, read it, folks. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, coming back, rolling over into the next segment with the other guy. They say he's the stable guy. What do they call me, Jake?
I think they're lying.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-feeding food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of who we are, we need the support. Thank you for calling in, people. We really do appreciate it. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 for our new listeners, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And please do go to Bradley Dean, bradleydean.com, and jump up on my Facebook, if that's how you...
I think it's just Facebook, Bradley Dean.
Well, what do I know?
I don't know. I'm learning it, too,
actually.
I don't
run it. Nicole runs it, but you guys get the point. Bradley Dean, go ahead, Jay.
There's so many things you can't even keep up with anymore. Number one, I want to say I was just talking to a woman earlier today who was in the fight. She's up in the northern part of the state here, in the northern part of our hemisphere. And basically what she was talking about is that there's victory out there. I was telling you there's victory behind every corner. There's people that are terrified of the work that you, I, and all of those that are out promoting liberty are doing. And I started citing examples. You know, oftentimes we get the mentality that because the media is pushing one thing, that the liberals are getting everything that they want.
Not true.
The ungodly are getting everything. They're removing God from everything.
Not
it's
true.
Just not the case. I had the opportunity again to kind of go undercover and sit in one of these settings where they actually talk plainly with each other. And they're complaining about the fact that they're getting defeated around every single corner. They're complaining about the fact that when they get a victory, 10 defeats come after it because the righteous rise up. Of course, they don't call us righteous. They call us names. As
so you're telling
did.
Me basically the way that you suppress is you do it to the state-run media. You give the insinuation that they are winning when, in fact, behind closed doors, they're not. It's bought and paid for.
That's exactly what the Wizard of Oz did.
That's
and you
right.
know what this is? It's a contention. Generally, it's 3% that are extreme. And when I use that word extreme, I really mean that. people that do what they say they're going to do, that actually act on what they believe. There's a contention between the 3% that are completely unrighteous and degenerate, and then there's that contention lies upon the 3% that are totally righteous that are doing. The ability is that they're fighting over those that walk in the middle ground. What they're doing is they're fighting over the folks that sit, you know, they're out in the ice fishing house or they're at the Super Bowl and they just don't care. What will they allow? That's what's really going to win the victory.
That's right. What will you allow, America? That's where they win.
That's right. And so if you won't allow unrighteousness, which is the righteous are constantly pushing, don't accept this. Don't buy this. Is it in the Constitution? Have you read the Constitution? Just know for yourself. That's what the righteous are saying. Then when people wake up, they won't allow unrighteousness.
Maybe it could be. Can you imagine them, 111 million people watching the Super Bowl, what they could do in one day?
Easily.
In this country, America?
Easily.
Okay, we wouldn't be complaining about anything.
And I got an email earlier today from a guy who was talking about, you know, all down to the Illuminati, the Skull and Bones, the Masons.
Hopeless garbage.
Hundreds of years of this plan they're putting together because it's a conspiracy. But the point is a lot of people are conspiring. The enemy of your soul has been conspiring ever since he was cast out of heaven. He hates you.
Jeremiah
He's working
11.
Against you. Yes. But there's a wall up. God places a bulwark. Anybody who's Lutheran grew up listening to Martin Luther. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Those enemies of liberty, those enemies of your soul have been constantly working against it, but they can do nothing so long as a wall is placed in front of them. Folks, the only thing you can do to sustain liberty is stay obedient to the God that gave you liberty. That's it. The minute you start screwing around, pulling down his laws, eliminating justice, or maybe just turning blind eyes to justice, that's when that bulwark, that wall starts to move and digress back, and your enemies get their way. But that's the only way. They can plan for hundreds of years of this big satanic, terrible plan that's going to destroy America.
They can only do what the people allow.
That's it. And what we mean by allowing, folks, is not,
tolerating.
Again, you know, when Ron Paul was running, and he said something, this was profound. He said, I'm not running on what I'm going to do. I'm going to run on what I'm not going to do.
That's
I'm going
right.
to get out of your business. It's not an issue of tolerating government or tolerating just tolerance, allowing. What it is an issue of is, are we going to allow, are we going to make ourselves susceptible to lawlessness and injustice? You brought up a point earlier in the Declaration when they were talking about King George. He would refuse to bring justice in the courts.
That's right.
Well, then what's the purpose of law? What are we fighting for? Why did men sacrifice if we're not going to bring forth the pith and the marrow, the justice of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they ultimately want to eliminate is justice and then swing justice on their side.
And it's so right in front of your face.
And
it's just the easiest thing to see how you ruin a society. You quit enforcing the laws of the land against crime, not against the righteous.
But you won't see that unless you are righteous yourself.
That's right.
Unless you're a moral man, you will be blind because you're constantly trying to cover for your own conscience so that you can do immoral things. You know, a man who's caught up in pornography and is committing adultery, do you think he's going to not vote for a senator who's had 3 different wives and who's committing adultery currently? He's not going to have a problem with that. Well, immorality doesn't just come in one way. You can't just say, well, just because he's immoral to his wife. And by the way, that's why it's against the law in civil contract
to cheat on your wife. Let me go back to the foundation of that. How do you trust a man that's been married how many times when he can't be faithful to his God? Christ rebukes it and says you have no partaking in the kingdom of heaven, 1 Corinthians 6:9. How do you trust a man that is not faithful to his God? How would you trust him to be faithful to you?
Because
just think about that, folks.
It is irrational, but they think because, well, he's only got this one problem in this one issue of his life.
Yeah.
And it happens to be a very blatant issue.
Yeah, like the issue of his heart.
But because people have tolerated and allowed, again, then the 3% that are immoral can dictate through what the majority allows. And that's what they build up.
As I've said, let me interject it again. There would be no left, America, if the right would do the right thing all the time.
Yep.
It's true.
So we get back down to the standard of what is right. Where is our foundation of what right is? What is morally right?
Yeah.
The laws of nature and nature's God. You just got done reading it, Bradley. You know what? I'll bet a lot of people are saying, man, that was a great document. What was that, honey? That was the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
the seedbed for our Constitution, the seedbed of liberty, enlightening the world still to this day.
Yes, the Statue of Liberty.
And
yes.
It hasn't fallen down. It's an organic law. The principles that abide in that are where we derive what we have in civil government. Another thing to bring the comment of the gentleman who said before earlier that our Constitution is a secular document, we've got to understand that God ordained government. This is why it's as simple as this. There is a God, number one. Number two, our rights come from him. He gave us inalienable rights. The purpose of government is to secure those rights. Now, we consider a good cop when he executes justice. We consider a good judge when he throws criminals in jail and throws the letter of the law at them.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with the government. Why does God give government law and strictness? Because he loves and he protects. Now, the only people who are going to hate a God that gives laws that bring forth justice and law and have penalties is people that are guilty of breaking his law. And just like Thomas Jefferson said, he said the two greatest threats to human liberty and even life, and I'm paraphrasing right now, are criminals and government. Let us shackle the latter with the Constitution, lest they become a legalized version and form of the first. Lest our government becomes legalized criminals. What, is it law just because I have a gun? No, that's not what makes it law.
Yeah.
Is it law because I have a legislator's pen that can write out a law? That doesn't make it law either. It has
that's
to be
an
founded.
Abuse of who we are as well, and that's what our forefathers warned us of King George.
And that was usurpation.
That's
unsubstantiated
right.
Power grabs. There is no power. Because they have a strong arm, they dupe us into believing that they have the authority to do that. And this is where we get into redemptive suffering, which in most movements, and I don't believe we're at that point in this country, you've got to be willing to put blood on the post and maybe even be a martyr for your cause to release that. In other words, I have to stand against injustice. You don't have to do that, folks. And again, your enemies are terrified that you would wake up to this simple fact. We saw recently in the elections, people came out in droves. I don't care who it is they voted for. It was the fact that they were alive and that they were awake, and now they're holding people's feet to the fire. Talk to a woman this morning up in her district, two freshman legislators. She got them in. She pulled and prayed, and she said, I consider this a calling. God is bringing light, folks. As we bring more righteousness to the table, that bulwark is going to keep beating it back. But again, we've got to acknowledge our source.
And not to be over redundant, because I don't want to be that way, or rhetorical. Folks, we're simply saying do, is what we're saying. And before complaining about doing what you have to do, you might want to consider the sacrifice of those boys that died on Utah Beach June 6, 1944, yeah?
Even George Washington, I consider it a privilege and duty. It wasn't, I have to do this, I have to be the general. He could have retired. He was rich and wealthy. At that time, he said, it was my duty to do this.
Another veteran said this, freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know. Folks, someone had to do it for you. I want to say one more thing, and I want you to hear it clearly. This is on your liberty bell, America. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. You have to fight for that liberty unto all the inhabitants thereof. Leviticus 25:10.
Yep. They knew the source of their liberty.
You said something about enlightening the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's that Statue lady out in New York, folks. It's called the Statue of Liberty. How do you enlighten the world? Through judgment.
Yep.
Those are the two books in her hands, guys.
Yep.
You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you with our hearts by what we do. 1 John 3:18, 1-866-233-0747, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you next week.
It's the Tom O'Tree and the Storm.